Morning. I'm not sure how this will go, but anyway, I thank the Lord for the opportunity and I pray that He also guides every word. Something that's quite personal, and I think probably something that many people have a problem with, I guess, for a better word, and that's how we spend our time with God. So how do we use our time for God? Because it's very easy for us to spend time doing lots of other things and be preoccupied and to basically give Him the crumbs of our day. Like, it's very easy to say, all right, this time before we go to bed we'll do some Bible study and prayer and forget about the rest of the day. We're not giving Him the chance to even be a part of our lives from when we wake up, let alone throughout the day. So some of these things, what is time? The way we see time, we've created a perception of time. So we have a man-made time that we know as time. But God doesn't use time. We describe Him with time. Even throughout the Bible, we've used words to describe the time of things. So, I mean, God was already in heaven and created everything. He was and is and always will be God. There is no concept of time around God. He is. And that's the way that, you know, Abraham was told to tell the Israelites about God as I am. So like another way, like He is. For God, a day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is a day. So that also helps us to hopefully understand that to God, time is not restricted and shouldn't be restricted by how we see it. So we'll never fully understand how that works, because he's always there. Like, He's the past, the present, the future. He's everywhere. He's everything. So also with that, He gives us an indication of time. And I'll try and find it. Use time wisely and go to the index. Okay. And there was a song actually written about this way back, I think, in the 1960s, and it was a bit of a one-hit wonder. Where are we? I'm all over the place. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Everything has its time. Ecclesiastes 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. So for me, this gives me an indication that everything has, for a better word, a life cycle, a time. There's always, in God's timing, again, we use that term timing, that everything has its place. You know, we're born, we live a life, we go through all of those things, and we also die. But with time, we have an opportunity to do what God wants us to do. But God wants us to have a relationship with Him. Now, we can't do that if we're not spending time with Him. And if we only spend a little bit of time with Him, then we're not going to sort of gain much from it. And if we're spending our time doing other things, what we're actually doing is avoiding Him. Whether we think we are or not, it's just what we're doing. And the same in Psalm 39, verse 4. Lord, make me know my end, and what is my measure of my days, that I may know that how frail I am. So He gives us mortality, so then we can lean on Him. And part of leaning on Him is that we've got to spend time with Him. I mean, we've got the choice to spend time with Him. We should spend time with Him. We don't have to. But because we believe, it's something that we want to do. It should be a desire within us. So in every part of our day and our lives, we need Him. We need to spend our time with Him and to spend it well. And in Psalm 91, by giving God our everything, and trusting and believing in Him, He becomes our protector and gives us life. Because He says, those who abide in the place of the Most High, and that's God in heaven. And He goes on and says, for he who knows my name, I will protect him. I will give him my salvation and prolong his days, basically. But also, how else should we spend our time? Now, Paul is a great example of how devoting our time to God and Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that we should go to such great lengths as what Paul did, because he suffered, and we're in a much freer position. But I think it's a mindful reminder to us as to how we should spend our time with God. I mean, one way: rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for all of us. So how do we do that? Well, first of all, I think some of it comes down to practice. Every situation, good or bad, doesn't matter. Thank Him for that situation, and even say a short prayer about it, and try and connect with Him, because He wants that with us. So this means we come to God in every opportunity that we can. Everything has its purpose, to draw us nearer and spend time with Him. The word spend means to use. By spending more is giving more. And in God, spending more is the biggest investment we will never fully understand. I mean, Paul is a great example of this. And like, he spent every opportunity he spent with God. Like, didn't matter whether he was in prison or out of prison, he always spent time with God and for God's purpose. The number of people he helped bring to God in every single circumstance of his life in itself is probably one of the greatest testimonies we'll ever come across. But also Paul demonstrated this a few times and quite easily, like even in Ephesians 6:18. You know, he just gives us so many examples of how he goes about rejoicing, spending time with God and doing what God wants. But what do we get from spending time with God? We get the biggest investment nest egg of all time. The ultimate gift. It's eternal life with him. Unlimited time. It's forever. We also pass on God's graces to our descendants. And by speaking the word, doing the word, and speaking the word is time here on earth spent for the goodness of God. So a quick little prayer. We ask you, Father, for your word to be in us. Motivation and willingness to do your will, to hear and to do all things according to you. Help us, Lord, to be aware of the world around us and to follow you. Please give us the tools and ability to use them to be near you, to help us with our choices and to be conscious and choose you above all. Give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.